Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're starting a new Masechta, Maseches Chagiga. And as in the past, we'll be using mainly the Pirush of Rav Chaim Kanievsky in these Shiurim. So the first mission, Daf Aleph, HaKoil Chayovim B'Riyo. Everybody has the obligation to have a Mitzvah Riyo, which includes two things. It includes A, to come to Beis HaMikdash and the Regalim, and B, to bring a Korban. There's a special Korban called Korban Riyo, which we'll get to later. So who's chayav b'riyo? Everyone. Chutz mi'cheresh shoyte v'katon. The Gemara is going to tell us the definition of a cheresh, of a deaf. Shoyte, someone who doesn't have das, and a katon, a child. Tumtum, the genitals are covered and unseen. We don't know if it's a male or female. An androgynous, an androgen who has both an aver of a zachar and of an akeva. Nashim, woman, avodim, slaves, she'inim shechorim, which means that we're not released. Hachiger, the lame, hasumo, the blind, hachoyil, the sick, vehazaken, and the old person, vekol she'inu yocho la'alus paraglo, someone who can't walk on his raglaim, then his entire list are potter min ariyo. Ezu koton, what's the definition of a koton? Kol she'inu yocho liyukov l'kseifu shel oviv, vela'alus mirushalayim la'arabayis hevi b'chamay. He cannot sit on the shoulders of his father and go off from Yerushalayim to Arabais. That's, he's so young, he can't sit on the shoulder. But any child who could be sitting on the shoulder of his father, he's chayav b'riyo. We still say, "Kosheinu yochol lachas biyodo shloviv ula alois Yerushalayim la'arabais." It's only a child who cannot hold on to his hand of his father and walk from Yerushalayim to Arabais. But as long as he can hold the hand of his father and walk, so that's one who's chayav b'riyo. Shenemar, this really relates to the entire Mishnah. Shalosh regalim, needs to be someone who could walk. So the Gemara called chayovim b'riyo v'chule. Masniso b'riyas korban. We're talking about specifically the mitzvah bringing a korban. A b'riyas ponim, just to come and see, come to Beis HaMikdash without a korban. I feel a katan chayavim, a child is chayav to do b'riyo. Minadof in the following pasuk, Hakel Saham Hanoshim Vanoshim Vataf. It says regarding the mitzvah of Hakel that happens every 7 years on Sukkot. So there it says to gather men, women, and children. Vein Koton Godol Mitaf. Taf means a very young baby. Koton is an older kid than a baby, than a taf. So if you're saying by Hakel that Taf needs to come, so also Beriyo, at least a Koton needs to come. And this is because we have a Gzeir Shava to learn Re'iyo from Hakel, Re'iyo me'Hakel. The Tanit says, as we saw in the Braiso, Ma'is Rabbi Yochanan ben Broikov, Rabbi Lozo Chasmo, Shu me'alchi mi'avne l'lud, to walk v'yavne l'lud, v'yigbilu v'yishumo b'pkin. And they meet Rabbi Shua and Pkin, Omer lehem, ma'chidush ha'yalechem v'yisameh d'shayom. What did you learn today? Omer l'akol ta'midecho, u'mimecho anu shayisim. You're a Rebbe, we learn from you, we don't want to tell you the Ritoya that we didn't hear from you. Still, you learn something new in different Bismarckish. Let me hear what they said. Every day there's a Chiddush in the Bismarckish. So the Gemara, Mi Shabbos Shom. Who was the one responsible for that Shabbos? Meaning, who was the one who gave the drush of that Shabbos? Because we know there was a division. If Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah will give the drush. Omulay Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah. It's the drush of Elazar ben Azayah. Mohai So Pashos. What did he dashen? You gather the men, the women, and the young children. I understand that men come to learn. And the women are coming to hear, coming to see, to listen to Torah, to know how to do the mitzvahs. But why children come? Only to give reward for the ones who are bringing them. The children are coming to give reward to their parents. He answered to them, this generation is not orphan, because he's teaching Torah to us, so we're not orphan. So you see from here, that even young children come for Hakel. Blaz ben Azariah that said, the woman come just to hear what to do mitzvahs, but they're not coming to learn Torah, that's not like Ben Azai. Tanina Tamon, we learn over there, Mikanamar Ben Azai chayav odom lamed esbiter Torah. We learn in Saito that a woman needs to learn Torah. A person has to teach his daughter Torah. She teaches Tedash Asus Toilolo. That if she's a Saito and she drinks the Mayim and she doesn't die, she will know the Torah that it's possible that Tzchus will be Toile. Doesn't mean that she was able to overcome the test of the water. So according to Ben Azai, you're supposed to teach Torah to a woman. Rabbi Elazar ben Azai does not go with that Shito. Kedush the Gemara says Chavraya Bishem Ablazor, the friends of Bishamendr send him Ablazor Laman Yishmehu Laman Yilmedu. You have to listen to Torah and learn. So only someone who listens can is Chai Berhiyo, and not someone who is cannot listen. That's the source that a cherish, a deaf, is not Chai Berhiyo. And even though this pasuk talks about Hakil, as we said before, we learn Re'iyo from Hakil. Continues the command of Aleph and base. At Kedoyim Medaber Vino Shemea. So this is good with someone who speaks but cannot hear, so he doesn't have L'man Yishmu. But what about Cheresh Shemea Vino Medaber? What about someone who's a Cheresh who can hear but cannot talk? Chaim points out, that's not called Cheresh, it's called the Elim. It's a different word for mute. But the Gemara is using the word Cheresh. What about that type of Cheresh? What about someone who can't talk? How do we know that he's not Chayav Berhiyo? Says the Gemara of Ilo b'Shem Ablazor l'man yilamdu ilmedun ulman yelamedun. You read the word a little differently. Not only do you have to learn, you have to be able to teach. Someone who can't talk cannot teach. So if you learn that someone who cannot talk is not chaberiyo. Umavyoina hadom, this teaches us that it's kloila the Rebbe kloli. Meaning the following will teach us that the rules the Rebbe gives us in Mishnah, there are many exceptions to the rules, so you can't just learn from these rules all the details. The Taniyat Amon, we learned over there. Cheresh Amidav Vino Shemea Lo Yitrum. He said, if you have a deaf who is able to speak, he's not a deaf mute, he cannot do Trum. V'Savir Yimeyma, we learned from there, Amidav Vino Shemea Cheresh, someone who can talk but cannot hear, he's a Cheresh because he can't do Trum. And similarly, we learned that Shemea Vino Midaber is a Cheresh as well. Someone who could hear but can't talk, he's also a Cheresh who says he can't do Trum. V'taninu, we also learn a cheresh shenichlatz ve'acheresh shecholzo. If you have a cheresh who did chalitzo, or you have a woman cheresh who received chalitzo, ve'acholetz is a katon. If the chalitzo was done for, the man, the brother of the one who died, is a katon, chalitzo is psula. The chalitzo is pasul. From Rabbi Yochanan, what is the reason that the cheresh shecheresh can do chalitzo? They can't say it. It says in the pasuk, you have to say there's some words that need to be said in chalitzo, and he can't say and she can't say it. So this also applies to someone who can hear but can't talk. He also is not be'omer ve'omer. So see the cheresh over there, it doesn't mean someone who's deaf mute. Talk about cheresh, who even someone who can hear but can't talk. But now they and the Tanin, and we have the Mishnah that says Cheresh Yidibu Chachom Michol Mokoyim. The Cheresh, which Chachom always spoke about throughout the Shas, Sheinu Lo Shemeh Avilo Medaber. He can't hear, he can't speak. That's what Rebbe wrote in the Mishnah. So Rebbe gave us a rule. Who's the Cheresh? A deaf mute. We see here from two different sources that we talk about a Cheresh is not talking about a deaf mute, but the case of Truma and the case of Chalitzo. So you see that when Rebbe gives a rule, not necessarily there's no exceptions to the rule. So it concludes, this helps. The rules of Rebbe are not full-fledged klal that don't have exceptions. And this is negat to our suga, because also by us, when it says cherish, like abiriyo, is referring to someone who cannot talk even though he could hear. Continues the Gemara, says, boy, cherish boy is not achasma. What happens if you have someone who's deaf in one ear? Does he chabiriyo or not? We learned in the Braiso, Ulivnei Aron Tase Kutonis. You make the clothing from the Aron. You have to make two pairs of clothing for each one of the Aron. One for each one is enough. What's the reason of Rabbanon? It says of Nei Aron Tase Kutonis. Kutonis Loshen Rabim. So each one should have a few, should have at least two. Matam de Rabbi Yosi, what does he say? Only one for each one. Lemei Bnei Aaron Tase Kutonis. Meaning, it says all the Bnei Aaron will have clothing for them, one per each. So when it says Loshen Rabim, doesn't mean each one will have multiple. It means that you'll have one per each. Now let's go back to what we speak about Rio. As we mentioned before, Rio learns from Hakil. What it says by Hakil, Tikra Zatoyra Zoyz Neged Kol Yisrael Beoznehim. You have to hear it in their ears. Mashra, ears, loshon rabim. Rabbanu Amri, shnei ears, naim, lekolechot ve'echot. Each one has to have two ears in order to be chayav and hakel, and be chayav b'riyu. Rabbi Yisrael, I feel always in a chad, lekolechot ve'echot. Even if you have only one ear, means you have multiple ears of multiple people, but not necessarily each one has his own ear. So that's the same machlek as you have over there. Regarding the cloning of Ne'aron, you're going to have over here, regarding one who has only one ear, is chayav b'riyu. Here's the one, it says, Shaita, how do we know that a Shaita is not Chaberiyo? Omar Blozo Ato Heru Arei Solodas. Now, even though this pasuk is not talking about Hakel or Riyo, But it's the same idea, because you're learning Mani Shmu, you have to learn and understand. Atar Reisla Das means to understand. So it needs to be someone who has Das and has the ability to understand. And the Gemara is going to continue Dash in the Mishnah, going into the next Daf. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Chagiga Daf Aleph.